Hi, everybody. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, the radio show where we talk about the Akashic Records, we talk about your life, and we talk about how the world is the way it is. And there are many times where I open up my Akashic Records to do this show, and I have to tell you, more often than not, I have no idea what we're going to talk about, unless, of course, there's a question here and there. And we answer the question from folks who call in or folks who email me questions. And if you would like to email questions tonight, you can email them to info@akashicwisdom.com, just like the show, AKASHIC, akashicwisdom.com. You can also give a call. We have an 800 number that, if you're listening on the and you're there on the radio station, you see it. We do have an 800 number that you can use, and I'm getting there for you right now. We're starting a little early. Sometimes we start right on the money, and sometimes a little bit before. But if you're in the U.S. or Canada, you want to call 888-260-3070. Again, 888-260-3070 if you're in the U.S. or Canada. And if you're in another country, you would call, the area code would be 530-413-4511. And if I'm not mistaken, our country code is 011. And so I would love to hear from anybody who has a question about their life or about the Akashic Records. And for those of you, too, the Akashic Records, you may just have been listening for the first time. The Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. And every thought, word, and deed are registered in the Akashic Record energy, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. So we don't necessarily talk about past lives. We don't even really talk about prophecy or future life. But we do talk about why things happen in this lifetime or what your blocks are or how you can move forward on your path in a way that makes sense and that is easy for you. And so we have some questions tonight. We have some questions about moving forward. And there were a series of questions, and I'm going to take them basically kind of one at a time. And so as we're listening here, we have the question of what, let me read this here. How can I move forward on my path and release the blocks that are holding me back from being who I truly am? That's a very interesting question. And so for this particular listener who is choosing to remain anonymous, and you can do that. If you're going to email me a question, you want to email me a question with your current legal name. But if you don't want me to mention it on the air, that's just fine. So what's really going on here is the fear of moving. It's a fear of moving forward. What's blocking you from moving forward is the fear of moving into not only your greatness, but you have used guilt and shame, and one of the vehicles for the guilt and shame has been procrastination. And so the issue here has to do with what they're saying is that you've used guilt and shame as a way of living your life by not doing what you say you're going to do or not doing what you quote-unquote think you should be doing or not doing what you're supposed to be doing. There are commitments that you have that have allowed you to sit back in your life and actually watch life pass by you. And so what's important here is for you to get very clear of not only how you want your life to look and feel, but also where you want your life to go. Now, I hope I'm still on the air, because this is important information. And so, Don, if I'm still on the air, I want you just to break in and say, yes, I can still hear you. Okay, I have a sense I'm not on the air. Hello? So what's being said here is that you yourself have been blocking. Hey Don, I just want to know am I still on the air? And everybody can hear me? Okay. Okay, thanks. Okay, thank you. Bye. I just had to check that out. Okay. So here's what's been going on. What I'm being shown here is that you have been feeling guilty for not doing stuff. It's like there's stuff all around you, and you've been giving up your life waiting for something to happen that you are to create, but you haven't created. Is there somebody, a caller on the line?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, caller. Who's this?
It's Rebecca, and we can hear you loud and clear out here in Radio Land.
Okay, great. I heard a click, and I thought, what is this? All right. Hi, Rebecca, and this is Donna. And have you called before?
Yeah, I have. I talked to you a while ago. So.
Right. You're from California, right?
Yes.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. It's good to be
good. How can we help you tonight?
I have a question, and I want to know if there's anything in the records. I've been having stuff go on the right side of my body, and
okay.
I don't know what that's all about. My left ear has been clogged or plugged, and now I seem to be having carpal tunnel or my hands hurting, and that's not normal for me. And I got to thinking maybe there's something going on, you know,
okay,
on a more etheric level.
Okay, so explain your symptoms again.
My ear is clogged up on my right, on my left side.
Uh-huh.
And I've been having problems with my hand being stiff.
Okay.
And these are not, I mean, normal, but when I do an energy check, it's not as if I have an infection or anything like that. So, you know, I realize that it could be something that I need to see the doctor about, but I don't pick up that I need to do that. So I think there's something going on at an energy level.
And this is on your left side, did you say?
Yes.
Yeah. So, are you left-handed or right-handed?
I'm right-handed.
And so that your right side would be considered your dominant side?
Yes.
But it's controlled by your left side?
My left brain, you mean?
Yes.
Okay.
And so then the question is what? So what I'm hearing also is then your left side is controlled by your right brain, correct?
Correct.
And so the first thing that comes forward and they wanted to explain it to you this way so you could really understand. And again, here we go with Donna not knowing what she's really talking about. But
okay.
They want you to understand the different meridians. And they said you'll understand what I'm talking about. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So the different meridians of your body are corresponding, that seem blocked, are corresponding to your own personal creativity.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something about working, about your left hand being blocked, that has to do with you speaking your truth.
Okay.
So now, what needs to be looked at here is from a point of view of speaking your truth. Where are you with not? It's either not telling yourself the truth, not telling somebody else the truth, or not telling yourself the truth about a situation. And and what they're talking about, it has to do, it's happening in the last 6 months.
In the last 6 months. Uh-huh. Last 6 months, I've really been working on dropping my stories and any false identities that I have.
Okay.
And also speaking the truth around others. I've been doing more of that and being, I want to say risk-taking or being assertive, but it's being more authentic, and that's what I've been working on the past 6 months.
And so there's also a fear around that. That for
okay.
whatever reason, in other words, like it's... Okay, so the picture they're showing me is that is being on a tightrope.
Mm-hmm.
And so they want to point out that being on a tightrope has everything to do with maintaining your balance.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's that you cannot walk a tightrope without maintaining your balance.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you can get hurt that way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what they're all, it's funny because they started showing me the tightrope being very high, and then they brought the tightrope down to you walking it, trying to find your balance, but it's not far enough off the ground now that you could literally step off of it if you needed to.
Interesting.
And it keeps shifting from a wire to
mm-hmm.
a bar, you know, like a round bar, not mm-hmm. not a flat bar, but a round bar.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's almost like you take one foot and you put it back down on the ground just to get your equilibrium, and you come back again. Now, what's important for you to understand is when this description comes forward to you, how do you feel in your body, and what do you immediately relate it to?
Let's see, what do I relate it to? Probably, I guess, if I thought about it, it would be flipping back into, like, storytelling.
Okay.
And acting a certain way, you know,
uh-huh.
not always being authentic. That kind of energy is still kind of being ground in, if that makes sense. So there's a tendency to like kind of go back into the old 3D or, you know, whatever it's called. And so I
that's
think...
That's because it's comfortable.
That's right. Or if I'm too tired or if I haven't eaten, you know, properly, that's kind of a default, even though it may not be the best thing for me. So
it's
I think...
It also has to do with the protection of your emotional vulnerability.
Yes, that would make sense. Okay.
And the emotional vulnerability really is is probably more important to you than anything.
Protecting it, you mean?
Part of you that you have protected yourself with the stories.
Right.
And so there's so what would be important for you to explore is there's a couple layers here. The first layer says is getting clear and telling yourself the truth about why you need the stories. Then it's really about devising a way to feel confident or feel safe
mm-hmm.
without the stories.
Okay.
And the stories up to this point have served the purpose of actually keeping your authentic self from others out of fear that they wouldn't like you if they knew you.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with truth. It's your perception.
Right.
And the other part of it is, that's very interesting, that you wouldn't like you if you told yourself the truth.
Oh, okay. Great.
Can you identify with those things?
Pardon me?
Can you identify with that?
Somewhat, but these are great things that when I get off the air then, I can go ahead and do writing on. I can ask my higher guides to bring me information at night when I'm sleeping.
Right.
You know what I mean? So,
yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
It
puts me in a direction of where I need to put my energy.
Well, other piece is, yeah, it's going to help to focus your own inner work.
Yeah.
Mhm. So,
okay.
Are
awesome.
You creating
well, I really
a new career for yourself, Rebecca?
Pardon me?
Are you creating a new career for yourself?
I actually just started a job, and it's a whole different field that I've worked in before.
Right. The information that's coming forward is that you really need to realize is that your skills are very transferable. Now in your mind you know that, but there's an emotional aspect that's still the jury's still out on that gives you a little bit of apprehension on it. Can you identify with that?
Yeah, in fact, this week I need to sit down with the person that I'm working for, and we need to talk about what my skill set is, because when she hired me, I said, I can do this, and then all of a sudden she's like, I don't know, what else can you do? Because we never had that conversation. I called up and asked for a job, and she gave me a job.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, work on a special project, and then as she's seen how I handle things, she'll go, well, I don't know what you do, you know? So we'll sit down and we'll have a conversation about your skill set, and I can see this going. I don't even have an idea in my mind where this can go. You know what I mean? It's like almost endless possibilities. And so I see us being able to create like this perfect or, you know, aligned job for me. So.
Well, the other piece is that it's also a collaboration of not just what your skill set is, but what her vision and what she wants.
Excellent, yeah. And her and I are on the same page with a lot of energy kinds of things. When we just have connected in the past, sometimes we don't see each other for years, and all of a sudden we'll see each other, and it's like no time has gone by.
Right. But what's specifically coming forward is that she may say, what else can you do? That is like that's a huge question.
Mm-hmm.
The suggestion is to ask her what her vision is for various things, and then allowing your creativity to fill in the blanks of how you can assist it.
Awesome. Okay.
Because you may tell her stuff that she's not interested in, but we'll get her off on another tangent, and this particular person is so creative that she needs to really allow her creativity not to be harnessed so much as focused.
For her or for me?
Both.
Both, okay.
See, otherwise you guys can sit around and think about what you'll do nothing but visioning all day.
Yeah. I got it. Okay.
And that there's nothing wrong with that. You know, if you want to just take a day and do nothing but brainstorm, mind mapping, visioning, great. And then out of that creative explosion,
mm-hmm.
you choose one or two things to focus on that will create the foundation for the rest of your work together.
Okay. Awesome. I totally got it.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you and the Akashic Records and being able to give me such insight. You've helped me a lot in the past, too.
Oh, that's great. I'm so glad. Well, I appreciate you calling in. And it's always great to talk to people and help live people. I like email questions, too. But, you know, it's nice to have that interaction. Voices carry a very important vibration to work back and forth. So I'm glad that you called. So...
A note out there for people that are listening. Don't hesitate to call in, even if they don't know what to ask. You'll help. You'll help zero them in on it. So.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, I appreciate
that. Yeah, that's
that.
A real skill you have. Okay.
I'm
thanks
sorry?
So much, Donna.
Oh, you're welcome, dear. Take care.
You too. Bye bye.
All right. Bye bye. So that was great, and I hope that helped other people out there because, you know, when anybody calls. No matter what the question, you're always helped by it because it's never just one person's question. It's always a universal question, and you're going to get something from it no matter how it works. So we have a question that was emailed in that I'm going to look at now. And so this is an interesting question. The question is, I was told years ago while training in Reiki that I had left something in my Akashic records to retrieve in this lifetime. I am unable to retrieve whatever this is. Can you help me? Okay, well, let's see. Well, first of all, the first thing that we have to do is, I'm waiting for the information to come forward. First of all, it's not for you, the information is not for you to retrieve. What's important for us all to know about our Akashic Records is that we create an agenda. We create a curriculum. We create an outline of the various experiences we want to experience in each lifetime. And so I'll be with you in a minute, caller. The actual definition of this has to do
BBSRadio.com. If it's not mainstream, it could be here. Information and knowledge. Bringing humanity closer to truth.
Voiceradio.com.
Hey, everybody, back again. Okay, so let me go back to Kelly here. I don't know how where you left off or what you heard and what you didn't hear. So let me just say this to you. It's important for you, Kelly, as far as what you feel you've left in your Akashic records. First of all, you need to understand that the Akashic record energy will present to you what you need to have presented at the appropriate time. So it's not about you necessarily going in and retrieving something that you've forgotten necessarily. So it's not about doing something wrong. But what it is about is you reaching into your heart to find your joy and bliss that is, for whatever reason, not complete right now. And so it's really important that you move into that energy and allow your higher self, your inner being, your higher self, whatever you want to say, to present you with the opportunity for joy and bliss. So maybe one of the things that you want to start considering or saying is, I'm ready for my miracle. I'm ready to be blissful. I enjoy bliss every day. Why is it okay for me to feel joyful and blissful as I move forward on my path? So just those kinds of things are the things that you want to consider and think about. Because what I'm being shown is it's not just one thing that's being stored in the records that's available to you, but many things. And it's an energetic expansion that you're experiencing that can actually make your path, the deepening of your path, illuminate. So I hope that's helpful. And feel free to email me an answer on that. And just to make sure that you heard that, and if you have any questions, I know you're not able to call, but if you'd like to email, you're welcome to email. So, yeah. Okay, so
she is there
here,
with you, I think, but
you know, if we don't have a caller, do we have a caller on the line right now? Nope. Okay.
Yes.
I'm just going to go back to what was blocking our first question there.
We do have a caller.
Oh, we do have a caller. Great. Hello, caller.
Hello, uh-huh. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay, thank you. I have a relationship question.
A relationship question?
Yes. And
okay.
Like,
where are you calling from, dear?
New York.
Okay. All right. And what? Do you mind giving me your name?
Yes, it's Anna, and my last name starts with a K.
Okay, Anna K. Okay. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, and I would like you to look at my relationship and what I need to adjust or do to be able to keep, you know, not keep, but I don't know, guess something about relationships that scare men away or something, and how do I, you know, trust myself in relationships?
Are you in relationship right now?
No, something 2 months ago I was seeing someone, and that was great when we were together, and then we were not good communicators with texting and stuff, and just it was horrible, and we didn't even really try, and before we even wanted to try, it ended. So it was very sad because I wanted to try again, and I broke up, and then I wanted to try again, and then he didn't want to try again. And now I'm still feeling this remorse kind of energy, and I want to kind of, you know, not be so hard on myself. And I'm wondering why this is such a big deal for me.
Well,
I want to know what the Akashic records show around this relationship and what the significance of it was, so that I can learn and grow from it.
Well, first of all, the first thing that comes forward is that is that you personally need to have a better communication with yourself.
Okay.
So, Anna, what that means is, it's interesting because it's very similar to what we were just talking about with Rebecca and about telling yourself the truth about what you want. And so the other piece here has to do with actually the texting. Were you communicating mostly with this person via text rather than voice?
Yeah, when we were apart, it was mostly texting.
Why is that?
Oh, it's horrible. I always get caught up in that texting thing. I don't like it.
So why do you do it?
When he doesn't pick up the phone, I was texting or leaving a message.
But why do you allow if that's, in other words, like if in fact you don't want to text, why can't you just say to the person, is that, you know, I only text on emergencies, but otherwise I just really love to talk to you. I'd like to hear your voice.
Yeah.
And so the idea is it's really about setting up your boundaries in a relationship. The reality is text has no energy. Texts are just words and can be misunderstood, like emails. And so it's really what's really going on here is it's very important to maintain a human connection with somebody that you're seeing that you want to be romantically involved with. Now, I understand that the modern way is to text everything, but the reality is you don't have to text everything. You know, you can text a hi, you can text, you know, I'm running late, you can text, let's meet at 5. That's not a problem. Those texts are okay. But when you text, if you're trying to have a relationship via the text, the communication will never be complete. And what you need to see is that you want to attract the kind of person that's willing to talk to you.
Oh, yes.
And if you're involved with someone who only wants to text you, their commitment to themselves and the warmth that they are willing to give is compromised. You see that?
Yeah.
I mean,
sad.
Does that make sense to you?
Well, I never thought of it ways of like of that, the warmth and the commitment to themselves is a compromise. Yes, because
right.
You fall into a trap.
Right. And so the idea is that one of the challenges of today's society is everything is either email or text. It's not real human connection. And we end up communicating like robots without emotion. And without emotion, we can't survive.
I feel like, you know, maybe he was afraid of emotions, but He said that, you know, I'd rather like email or call, but he never did that. I think he wanted to. He had an intention, but
He said he didn't want to call?
No, he said he wanted to. He'd rather call or email me rather than text.
So why did you text?
Yeah, that's the question.
Yeah.
Why did I text? Yeah, it's just not being aware enough. I don't know, just going with what's there in front of me, communicating with him. It's when you first meet someone, it's like you communicate via text. It's a little safer.
Notice that. Notice your words that you just said.
Yeah, I said that it is a little safer, and I'm feeling like I'm saying something wrong.
It's not that you're saying something wrong, honey, but the reality is that when you first meet someone, it's okay to get to know them with phone calls. After you get to know somebody and you want to text them, again, the short messages, you know, or
but what
it's
was
fine.
The higher purpose of this meeting then and this whole thing falling apart so soon? I'm devastated. I've been left devastated.
So the piece here is that the reason for this is for you to become more available to yourself and to feel closer, to allow yourself to be open enough with yourself that you can be vulnerable for conversations with someone. See, the idea here is that one of the pieces is that the pattern that you're having with men is that none of them really communicate with you. You don't really talk with them, you talk at them, and they talk at you. And so it's really about sharing feelings of likes and dislikes and allowing the energy or the emotion of being together to be there and to happen naturally. And the interesting thing about what they're telling me also here is that there's a fear of going too fast if you talk to them. What is that about?
Fear of going too fast if I talk to them?
Yeah.
Fear of going too fast.
Like you open up yourself too much.
You know, I think that when I meet someone, like with this guy, we had an instant connection, like we were drawn to each other. It was great chemistry. And then my head got blocked off. I didn't want to say too much to him about me. I didn't know what to say, what not to say. It was very difficult for me to, not wanting to be misunderstood, you know, and having to speak my truth.
Well, but the idea of texting is the interesting thing about it is you can't, in other words, like when you text, for sure, your emotions can't come through that text.
No, it did come through. That's why it didn't work out. The emotions were very strong, and that's why we kind of felt each other, and it just was like, whoa, what's going on? And why my emotional intensity was really high. And when he was going to come over to pick me up, and he was late, and I was worried where he was, I started to panic and stuff like that.
And you became too needy.
Sorry?
You became too needy.
Yeah, all of a sudden I became, I don't know if it's too needy, but I said, let's not date anymore. This is not working. I don't know where you are, and I think it's better if we don't date.
But did you mean
that? Needy. In the emotional, yeah, I got super emotional, and I really had to push him away.
Because why? Search your heart. What's the real reason here? They're asking you questions so you can figure it out.
Sorry?
They're asking you questions so you bring it forth from you right now.
Yeah, because I was afraid he would stand me up, that he wouldn't show up, but he called and he didn't leave me a message.
So why would you think that he was going to stand you up?
Because that has happened in the past. I'm like used to that type of behavior.
And so when you hold it in your heart, that's what you create, no, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I created.
Uh-huh.
He never showed up. He called,
and
but
so
he never showed up.
I'm sorry?
He never showed up. He called, and after I left him that message, he never showed up.
So the idea here was the emotions too strong on your part or his?
No, my part.
So you became too needy?
Yeah, I became very needy underneath and scared. And, yeah.
And so the issue here on the pattern has to do with the betrayal and the abandonment that you felt as a child. It's coming out now. There was some kind of an emotional abandonment that happened when you were younger, Anna. Can you identify with that?
Not so specific. Yeah, I can identify with it.
I mean, can you place it in your life? You know where it fits?
Yes, but what is that going to do for my relationships? That's always going to be a part of me. That's never going to go away.
No, that's not necessarily true. What you have to do is make peace with it and realize it had nothing to do with you. You're blaming yourself for that abandonment and had nothing to do with you. It had to do with an adult that had circumstances that couldn't be changed.
Yeah, and I'm beating myself up over it, right, even until this day, I guess.
Right.
This is why I'm stuck.
Well, but you can choose to realize that when you're in a relationship, they're not going to abandon you. No matter what happened before, every relationship is new.
Yes.
And the other piece
not
is it's really about trusting yourself. And
even
reality is that notice what you've done in the past. Not from a guilty point of view, but from if you were to analyze the relationships in the past, you know personally what you did to push people away, don't you?
Yeah, I know what I do. Yeah, I know when I can't take it anymore, I behave like I do the emotional thing. Yeah.
And so that you can control that now, can't you?
Well, I wasn't able to control it. I thought I could when I started seeing this guy. I thought I was like, okay, I can do my breath work now. I did my breath work for 2 seconds, and I thought I had the answer. I thought, yeah, I should just leave him. That's what I thought. There's nothing in me that can stop me from making that decision, and I've done it in the past almost in every relationship.
And have you done any talk therapy with anybody about this?
Yeah, I've been working on myself and everything. Yes.
And so one of the things that's coming forward is at the time that you're starting to feel panicked that a relationship is going to leave you, you have to promise yourself not to take any actions, but to just journal out what your fear is.
Okay. And, yeah, or the other day when he said something, like, nasty to me, I started going into a panic attack also. I think that, and I stayed with myself, and I said, you know, that's rude that you write that to me. And then, I calmed down. It was okay, but second time it was too much, I guess.
Well, but the idea is that, you know, if somebody cares about you.
I'm in a deep pain. My heart is in a deep pain because
right,
it's not
right.
about this relationship, you know, but this deep
yeah.
pain that I will never have someone because of this issue.
And so what I want to tell you is that the, what you're dealing with right now? That you, we need to talk about this offline, and we need to do a full consultation with your current legal name, because, you know, this is not something that can be handled or even fixed in a half an hour or a 15-minute conversation. Because it goes very deep, Anna. And it's patterns that need to be able to be released and need to be neutralized and need to be forgiven. And so it's deeper than just, you know, quite frankly, it doesn't have anything to do with men. That's just the way it's manifesting right now. Because if you were to look at your life and your pattern, you will notice that whether it's career or anything else, there are times where you panic because you feel like you're going to lose something. And you react in a way that brings that fear to you. Do you see that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not with men.
No. It's not just with men. And so it's a pattern that is repeating itself to help you, okay, to begin to trust yourself more, but you need some guidance along the way of how to do that.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. And you need to have somebody to talk to when the panic starts.
Well, I had a difficult time today, but I was able to be with myself, and it was great.
Well, that's
good.
I pulled
myself through, and I feel a lot more, like you were saying, the open communication with myself. That was a real moment there, what I had with myself, and I really loved it. And I'm thankful for it.
Great.
And
so how did you get
myself
to that space?
Well, I talked with some friends, and they recognized it, and they just told me that it was great that I was allowing it to come up, that I was allowing it to give it some space. And then I just assisted myself through it. And I feel a lot better. I'm happier. I'm making jokes with people. I was having a good time outside before. I'm okay.
Okay.
And, yeah, if I can do this throughout these attacks, you know, I think I'll be fine.
Okie dokie. So the idea here is that, but what I'm hearing is journaling is going to be very important to you.
Yeah, it's very important to me. It's very important.
So you need to start journaling out your feelings.
Yeah, I record them.
Record them on a tape recorder?
Yeah.
Do you ever write them out?
Yeah. I write them out. Yes, I write them out, but it's just two sentences, but I go deeper with the recording.
Okay. All right. That's fine. But you really want to get it out of your body so you can sort it out.
Yes. I have to sort it out where it's coming from and, you know.
Hi, I'm Kendall.
Oh, sorry. I have to figure out, not where it's coming from, but how to live with this until it trusts me enough to not show up, you know?
No, well, there's also some core issues that need to be neutralized because you're transferring a lot of things from your childhood to adulthood, and that they don't have to be.
Yes. Yes, it's true. Yes. Yes, I think it's, I'm working I'm working on it. You know, it's not a solution, but I'm glad that I'm glad that it has nothing to do with men. I am glad because it has nothing to do with them.
No,
true.
But it does have to do with the way you treat them. It has to do with the way the men you attract. It has to do with
yes.
the boundaries that you establish in a relationship. It has to do with all of that.
Now I have a lot to learn, you see.
Well, but the thing is it's one step at a time.
Yeah. No,
and
a lot of it has
to do with observation.
Yes.
It's really about observing yourself and notice and recording or draw or writing or however you want to record it, your observation.
The problem is that when I get into such a state and I'm with a guy, then I had so much of that emotion that I just needed to release it just by ending the relationship. That was a release for me. That was not the right release, but that was what I did back then, and I just don't want to do that ever again to myself.
And so the recommendation is, before you make that move, journal it or record it so that you can just move forward and get it out of your body.
Yeah, and then I won't have to text him back for 5 hours or six or the next day. I can just be quiet. But I don't know if I can do that. I thought I could do it, and I wasn't able to, so I hope that I'll get better at it.
Yeah, and the thing is that you may even want to, you know, kind of put it out there that sometimes, you know, there was like the reality is that you're texting for reassurance.
What do you mean with that?
Well, if you text you're sending a text, you're expecting a return text. It's reassurance that this person is still there and still interested in you.
Yeah, that he's still there.
Right, and so the reality is you don't want to text, you know, 5 times or 10 times a day. That probably can get annoying.
No, I never did that. I texted him once a week. It wasn't like every day.
Well, then why didn't you just talk to him on the phone?
The last time I tried to talk to him on the phone, he was like, oh, I'd love to see you and everything, and then he just hung up. And then I called again, and I said, what happened? I think we got disconnected. And then he said, I don't think we should see each other.
This doesn't sound like a relationship, though.
No, it's not a relationship. Not an adult one, at least.
Right, exactly. And so the idea here is that if it didn't have the components and it wasn't easy, then it wasn't. Then you know, a good relationship, is not hard. A good relationship is easy.
Yeah, you can get over these emotional things. Like, what? Then why didn't he want to do it with me? Like, why didn't he want to go for it?
Well, maybe he just wasn't into you. Or maybe it wasn't the right time or right person. You know, the idea here is there's a lot of reasons why. Maybe he wasn't ready. So many different reasons. Maybe he just wasn't being honest with himself either. I mean, the idea here is that the Akashic Records aren't going to talk to you about his reasons because I can't get into his stuff.
Yeah.
Can only speak to you about what's right for you.
Yeah.
And so if you would like to work on
no.
the core issues of this, then I would just recommend that you call me privately and let's do an Akashic Records session. and so that you have the full, you know, the full hour to work your stuff out.
Yeah, but
or you can work it out on your own. It's whatever your choice is.
Yes, yes. Thank you. I think I have your email. Let me
check.
Yeah,
well, I'm going to give you my phone number. Also?
Okay.
All right. My phone number is 216.
216.
691.
691.
1233.
Okay, where is this number?
I'm in Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, okay, okay.
Eastern time zone.
Okay. But
okay.
Yeah.
And my email address is info info
yeah.
at akashicwisdom.com.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Anna. You take care.
You too.
Hope this
take
was helpful.
Care.
All right, dear. Bye bye.
Thank you. It was. Thank you.
All right, dear. Bye bye.
Bye.
Bye. So again, hopefully that was helpful for other people. We do have a response from Kelly, and Kelly said that that was the question that we answered from email earlier. That what was said was made perfect sense to her. The question was, do you have any ideas of how to deepen my heart relationship to find the joy and bliss? I do meditate daily, often several times a day. Perhaps the affirmation you mentioned will be helpful. Thank you. The most important thing that we do as humans to find our own personal joy and bliss is to become very aware of when we feel it. We have to start documenting what makes us feel good. We have to start becoming aware of what we're doing when it feels right. And sometimes we can move into bliss quickly and we don't even know how we got there. But it's really about becoming aware of, ooh, I like the way this feels. I'll have to do this again. And a good part of the bliss that's being talked about has everything to do with feeling free. With feeling free and with feeling being in a state that allows your being to flow easily from one thing to another. Being in your bliss means that you're not concerned or saddled with or worried about what you should be doing. It's really about enjoying every moment as it is. And so that's what we would like to want to end with tonight. That the way to find your bliss is to move into a state where there is no guilt or shame, where there is only happiness. When you feel free enough to be able to do whatever you want to do anytime you want to do it, that freedom is the bliss we're talking about. And that freedom comes with choice. Doesn't mean that you give up your responsibilities. It just means that you reframe your thinking about how your life works. And if you have questions about that, then email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, or you can call for a personal consultation with me, Donna Fox, at 216-691-1233. And we'll set it up. And you can have an hour or an hour and a half and figure out what's important. I also want to let you know that one of the things that people have found to be very powerful is life coaching through the Akashic Records. And so that's something else that I offer. I offer business coaching as well as life coaching from the energy source of the Akashic Records. So again, you can certainly call me at 216-691-1233, and I'll be happy to tell you all about it. And right now, we're coming to the end of our show, so I want to thank our caller, and we want to thank our callers, rather, and we want to thank the folks that emailed. So I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And I also want to send a happy birthday to my granddaughter, Lily. And I also want to send a happy birthday to my grandson, Jason. And so we want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, we close the records by saying amen, amen, amen. The Akashic Records are now closed. Amen. Thank you all for listening, and I'll be here next week answering your questions and taking your calls. This is Donna Fox saying thanks. Have a miracle-filled week. Good night.